Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful morning as I look out my office window here, and just absolute privilege to just share a few moments with you on this incredible week. Incredible because it's what we traditionally know as Holy Week. The journey to the resurrection of Christ through death. And we want to highlight some of that this week in the thoughts that we're going to share together. But just looking back over the weekend, clearly many millions, if not billions of people are talking about our amazing Queen who spoke to the nation last night. And one of the statements that she made that was very profound and being re-quoted time and time again, she told us to slow down, reflect and pray. Well done, Your Majesty. What a great statement to make to the nation. And I do ask that all of us take those words to heart, and in this time of isolation, that we will slow down. It's almost automatic, is that one, I suppose. But we will take time to reflect, and prayer will become a national thing. Just looking at the Bible this morning, and here's my thought for the day. At the beginning of this Holy Week, I've been a Christian since my teens, so 40 odd years now. And I've read the Bible back to front many times. I've preached thousands and thousands of sermons. I've been in thousands of church services and met with thousands of people and talked about the Bible and Jesus. But do you know what? I'm finding in these days that the mystery of it all engages me more than ever. A mystery is something that's sometimes difficult to understand or to explain. It's a word that's used in the Bible on a number of occasions. I'm just going to pick on one. Paul said this to the Christians through the letter to the Colossians. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. So here we are on this first day of Holy Week, speaking about the mystery of Christ. You see, on the day after Jesus' death, it looked as if whatever small mark he had left on the world should rapidly or would rapidly disappear. Instead, his impact on human history is unmatched throughout 2,000 years. You see, after his disappearance from earth, the days of his unusual influence, this mystery began. Normally, when someone dies, their impact on the world immediately begins to recede and die and dissolve. But Jesus' impact was greater 100 years after his death than during his lifetime. It was greater still after 500 years. After 1,000 years, his legacy laid the foundation for so much of what we have now across our world. And 2,000 years on, he has more followers than ever. What a guy as we look at him this week. His life and teaching simply drew people to follow him. He made history by starting in a humble place and showing love and acceptance and allowing people space to respond to his message. He deliberately placed himself on a collision course with the Roman Empire of the day, where normally he would have just been crushed like a gnat. And he was crushed. And yet Jesus' vision of life continues to haunt and challenge humanity. His influence has swept over history like a comet blazing across, bringing influence and inspiration to all the areas of art and education and medicine. He taught us about dignity and compassion, forgiveness and hope. Somebody once said, God is in his heaven and all is well with the world. But actually, I'd like to redress that and say, God has left his heaven and set the world right. Jesus is history's most familiar figure. His impact on the world is immense, and it's not accidental. So this week, as we lead up to the resurrection, just look at him again, read the Gospels, get hold of the mystery that is Christ. Father, this morning we thank you for the opportunity that we have, the freedom we have to read your word, to look at your life, to allow it to amaze us again. I pray this week, as we see all that Easter brings to us, that we'll see you again and glorify you. Carpe diem. Make a great day, everybody, today, and make it a great week as we worship him and live in his presence.